In studio right now, I have Jim Spiros, who is the managing partner of Spiros Law. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Now, I know why you're here, but let's discuss why you're here, because it's National Teen Driver Safety Week, okay? And what exactly is National Teen Driver Safety Week?
So it's a week designed to bring awareness to motor vehicle accidents that are incurred or exposed by teens. Oftentimes, they're caused by teens, and sometimes teens are the victim of these incidents. So it's a week designed to bring awareness to both the teens themselves and to their parents.
So you're new behind the wheel. You're 16 years old. What are those behaviors that people are doing that, you know, I think we pretty much know one of them is going to be that people are doing behind the wheel when you're a new driver that, you know, stop being a knucklehead and they need to stop doing?
Absolutely. It's the one that we see every day, whether we're going to or from work or home. We're seeing people texting, and the highest incidence of using electronic devices behind the wheels is incurred by teens.
Right.
So we want to bring awareness to the teens and to the parents also.
So now, is there anything that can do to, you know, avoid some of those pratfalls or those dangerous behaviors that new drivers kind of start doing? Is there anything you can do? Or,
well, that's what the whole idea behind the week is, to bring awareness. If you bring awareness, hopefully people take heed and take warning, especially to new drivers. The highest incidence of serious injuries are teens who are in their first 12 months of driving, so new drivers.
Oh, okay.
It's difficult enough being a new driver, but a new driver coupled with an electronic device makes it all that much more difficult to focus and concentrate.
All right, so God forbid you are in the accident. What should you do if you are in an accident?
First thing you want to do is seek medical attention. That's first and foremost, above anything and everything else.
Okay. And should you call an attorney? What should you do?
Ultimately, once you receive medical treatment, if you've been injured and it's a result of someone else's negligence, feel free to give us a call. That's what we're here for.
So you're the kind of that's the kind of person that Spiros Law is going to represent in this sort of accident or incident or so, right?
Absolutely. Someone who's been the victim of negligence.
All right. So someone wants to contact you. What do they do?
They can call us, local number 815-929-9292, or they can look us up online at SpirosLaw.com.
All right, so let's not forget, it's National Teen Driver Safety Week. And, you know, if you're listening and you're on your phone, put the phone down, okay? It's whatever you need to text, you can wait. I think I read somewhere or saw somewhere that when you're driving, when you look down for that 5 or 10 seconds just to read a text, don't you travel like 50 or 60 or 70 yards in that 5 seconds? That could change, you know, lifetimes.
It really does. Yeah, depending on your speed, it can really make a lot of difference.
All right, so it's Spiros Law in Kankakee at 815-929-9292 or SpirosLaw.com. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it, Jim.
Thanks for having us.